WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Waynesboro gets a big settlement to make up for years of mercury pollution of the South River by the DuPont plant there. Political activist Dr. Cornel West is coming to Charlottesville to join faith leaders in opposition to a white nationalist rally on August 12th. And what would happen in Virginia if Trump carries out his threat to cut off health care subsidies under Obamacare? This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, August 1st.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Chemical company DuPont will pay about $50 million under an environmental settlement that aims to make up for decades of mercury pollution, one of its factories released into the South River in Waynesboro. A federal judge approved the deal between Wilmington, Delaware-based DuPont Company and the state and federal government last week. Court documents say it's the largest natural resources damages settlement in Virginia history. It includes more than $42 million for natural resource restoration projects, including fishing improvements and land protection. The company will also restore a fish hatchery likely to cost $7 million to $8 million and reimburse some government assessment expenses. Officials have said mercury from a Waynesboro plant seeped into the South River and flowed downstream to the South Fork of the Shenandoah and also the Shenandoah. Also, political activist Dr. Cornel West and faith leaders from around the country will join local clergy in Charlottesville to confront a gathering of white nationalists in yet another protest over the planned removal of the city's statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee in Emancipation Park. The Daily Progress in Charlottesville reports that members of Congregate Seville announced West will come to the city on August 12th, the day of the rally, to, quote, stand against white supremacy and bear witness to love and justice. The interfaith organization is calling for 1,000 clergy and faith leaders to come to Charlottesville for the so-called Unite the Right rally. The rally's organizers are affiliated with the National Socialist Movement and the alt-right movement that mixes elements of racism, anti-Semitism, and white nationalism. President Trump has repeatedly vowed to cut off federal funding for the subsidized health insurance plans that are at the center of the Affordable Care Act. If he decides to do that, what would happen in Virginia? Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the story.
Right now, Virginia's health insurance marketplace has seven providers that have already filed paperwork in anticipation of offering subsidized plans next year. Premiums are expected to increase from 10% to 54%, depending on the plan. But that's only if the federal government continues throwing down money for the cost-sharing subsidies. Those are the monthly payments known as CSRs. Sabrina Corlett at Georgetown University says
eliminating the CSRs could very well trigger what we call in the insurance world a death spiral, where you have rates going up and healthy people fleeing. So it really could trigger the implosion of the ACA marketplaces, just as the president has been threatening.
Health insurance companies in Virginia are facing a hard and fast deadline, August 16th. If the president waits more than a month to make an announcement about ditching the CSRs, providers will already be locked into plans for 2018 they'll want to modify. Then they'll raise premiums again. Lynn Nichols at George Mason University says that will start a chain reaction as healthy people flee and the risk pool becomes sicker.
And so at the end of the day, premiums will end up being higher than they would have been, and they'll end up costing the federal government more than it would have cost them if they had just paid the cost-sharing subsidies in the first place.
Now, the insurance companies still have about 2 weeks to modify their plans before they're locked into place for 2018. So they're hoping to get some kind of certainty, one way or the other, very soon. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, our feature today, and a follow-up to yesterday's feature, the head of the Department of Environmental Quality was appointed by Governor Terry McAuliffe, a strong supporter of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Under the Clean Water Act, DEQ could block construction of the pipeline if it felt the quality of our water would be damaged. But as Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports, the agency may not have the will to do that.
David Sly can trace his family back to revolutionary times in Virginia. One of his ancestors is buried down the road from Reed's Gap, just off the Blue Ridge Parkway. He sits on a rock overlooking the valley and ponders plans for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
Somewhere below us, Dominion says that they're going to drill through the Blue Ridge Mountains about 4,500 feet.
He's convinced that construction here and all along the 600-mile route will cause long-term damage to the environment.
It's going to take huge cranes, and they can't sit on the side of the mountain. They had to dig out benches to sit on, and you're going to have these huge work areas. You'll have access roads.
Dominion spokesman Aaron Ruby says the pipeline will involve taking down trees and moving earth around, but he claims the company will restore areas of disturbance and cause little harm.
To clear and grade a relatively limited area on certain ridge lines so we have enough level working space to safely excavate a trench, that material that we grade, it's segregated to the side of the right-of-way, and then as soon as the pipe is installed, we're required by federal regulations to fully restore the ridgeline back to its original contours.
To review Dominion's plans for preventing damage, Virginia's Department of Environmental Quality has hired a company, 3E Consulting, but critics discovered 3E also had a contract with Dominion. At Public Citizen, a consumer watchdog group in D.C., Craig Holman was dismayed.
There's almost no way 3E could say no to Dominion. It would risk losing its contracts with Dominion and any potential future contracts. This is a very, very grave conflict of interest.
3E declined our request for an interview, referring us to the Department of Environmental Quality. And DEQ's director, David Paylor, said his agency was reviewing the contract.
The only thing currently that I'm aware of is a contract for a cell phone tower that was done in the past. And we are reaching back out to Tripoli to see what other contracts they have. And if there is a violation of that no conflict clause, then we will have to regroup.
Paylor himself has also been the subject of criticism. In 2013, he accepted a trip to the Masters Golf Tournament on Dominion's dime. Dominion's Aaron Ruby says it was no big deal.
That was several years ago, Sandy, and I think we've all moved on. You know, David Paylor is a well-respected public servant. He's a man of impeccable integrity. You know, this was just a gesture of hospitality to a career public servant. But, you know, we recognize that the optics may not have looked so good. And for a number of reasons, we changed our company's policy a few years ago.
But for David Sly, the incident is just one sign of the access Dominion has to public officials. Access pipeline opponents lack.
We don't get to spend days with the governor or the secretary or the director of DEQ and have them kind of soak in the arguments and the concerns that we have.
And he doubts anyone at the DEQ dares to object. Molly Ward, Virginia's Secretary of Natural Resources, disagrees. She says the ACP is not a done deal, and DEQ won't hesitate to stop it if necessary.
These people take their jobs very, very seriously. Many of them could have higher paying jobs in the private sector, and they choose to stay because that's how strongly they feel about what they do on a daily basis.
In our next report, we'll look at whether the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is really needed. I'm Sandy Houseman.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Tuesday.